Item number two is an application for rezoning for 1416 St. Michael Road under file DAZ 238 of 2000. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing, and the following items will also be heard at this time, namely, item three, which is an application for a variance under file DAV 156222/2008D.
Okay. Are you going to read out this? Two and three, are we ready for the applicant? Would the applicant come down, Phil and Diane Wright? Phil and Diane.
Yep.
Welcome. State your name and address for the record and a quick explanation of your application.
Do you want my home address or the address?
Where we can send you mail.
Okay.
Your home address.
Okay, my home address is 644 River Drive, Lorette, Manitoba. I'm the property owner of the property at 14 and 16 St. Michael Road.
Good.
You have a... an administrative report that was submitted by the planning, the senior planner Kevin Lawler, requesting that I rezone the property from R1 at St. Michael's Road to RMFS, multifamily dwelling. The intent is to change the existing duplex, as I say, which I've owned since 2001, and add a triplex addition to the west side of the building in order to create it from a two-unit duplex into a fiveplex. Okay, and that I need the rezoning to change the rezoning in order to do that. And also the variance for the use variance, which is part of, in my listing here, the report, the revised report number three that I think you gentlemen have before you.
Uh-huh.
There's nothing I don't think that I can add. I canvassed the neighborhood. I sent out 50 notices throughout all of the neighborhood, and I went around. I talked to 46 of my neighbors, and everyone wished me well, and no one had any concerns. And they thought it was a really good idea. So,
good.
But me? Oh, one fellow did mention, yeah. One gentleman did mention about the blowing of the refuse and the papers around the neighborhood from the apartment block, because I'm right next to the Shell station and the 7-Eleven, and the wind picks up the paper, the Slurpee cups, and all that kind of stuff. Part of the problem is when they come over onto my lot, the carraganas on the front have all grown wild, and you people have already contacted me on a couple of occasions. I keep them trimmed, but they're out of control, so I'm going to remove them completely, take them out altogether along the front, and so that I won't get a lot of that. And I've also proposed that we put an enclosed garbage area behind the house, behind the duplexes itself, so that everything stays confined in there. That's the
good.
And he was happy with that. He thought that was a good idea, because that's where it's all getting caught, at the bottom of the shrubs and stuff like that.
Are you ready for questions?
Yes. This is my wife, Diane.
Here we have some questions, I think. We'll
yes.
listen to them, and then we'll
yes,
come
we
back.
We have one person in opposition, and you'll get a chance. If you're concluded, we have no questions. You
yep.
sit down. We're going to hear from the opposition, then you can come back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in opposition, Jason Evans and Leslie Deck. Would you like to speak, or just come on down? State your name and address for the record.
Leslie Deck, 18 St. Michael Road, right next door to the property in question.
Okay.
And Jason Evans, same address.
Welcome.
Okay, first off, with regards to notification, the only notification I really had was the signage on the front. Apparently, he had spoken with Jason on occasion Other neighbors, not us, and we live right next door, we're on the adjoining property, had received almost, I think, blueprints with regards to sizes, things like that, with what they were doing to the property. We did not, and we're right next door. With regards to, I had to actually go online and look at the proposal for the meeting this evening to see what was really being done. I have no issue with renovations to the property. We live in a side-by-side duplex ourselves, so nothing with regards to multifamily units, that's fine. There's an apartment building across the street, that's great. But to renovate, fantastic, bring better, you know, make the neighborhood look great as it stands right now. From what I read, the proposal, the other three units would be right next to our property, 540 square feet per unit, and then an 8-pad parking lot in the back. With regards to when I saw online as well, it was stating that it was a dead end, the alleyway, but it's not a dead end. It's our back alley with our garage, our neighbor's back alley, and then Manitoba Hydro actually owns the adjacent property with one of their substations on it. So the yard right now as it stands next to us with regards to the garbage, it's an absolute mess and has been. We bought our property in November. Our neighbors that live on the other side of us in the duplex bought their property in August, and since we have been there, nothing has been done to maintain the property whatsoever, whether it be the outside or the yard, any of that. The garbage is not contained with regards to the hedges being trimmed, things like that. I'm not even sure what he's really talking about. The property itself, the size of it, I'm not sure how you could actually get 5 units with the existing 2 that are on there. He was speaking about removing one of the double car garages. I don't know how you could get that much property on the size of the lot. I have a problem with it being rezoned from double family to multiple family. I think it'll bring more issues, problems with regards to our property values going down, because if it can't be maintained as a double family unit, how could it possibly be maintained as, you know, 4 or more families living there when, since we've been there as it stands now, I haven't seen any improvements with regards to until he started saying he was going to actually renovate and change this. But I didn't know it was going to be a 5-plex for the longest time because, as I said, I didn't receive any of this information, any of the packets he said that he was sending out. Also online it said that he had 40% of the okay from the neighborhood. I didn't see that. I never heard that. For the most part, whenever someone comes into the neighborhood, the first thing they say is, oh, this is a nice house you have. What a great it's an eyesore. There's vehicles that are rusted out up on jacks. There's no fence. There's kids running around. I have a daughter myself, and I would not want her to be outside. We have a fenced yard, thankfully, but, I mean, she can't go in the front yard because there's no fence and there's stuff everywhere. It's just, there's a school down the street. There's kids all over the place. It's, as far as a duplex, fantastic. Upgrade it. You want to renovate? Make it beautiful. Make it look good. Make it fit the neighborhood. I didn't save up and hunt around to get a house in St. Vital, where I am now, to have my property value be taken down within a year of me being there because it's just, I don't know, I find it ridiculous. I'm just upset. It makes me mad that, you know, he can say that he had told everybody, yet I'm right next door and I didn't receive any of this paperwork, any of the how would you feel about this, nothing.
The extent of information was, he did tell me verbally. I admit I was chasing a dog and a one-year-old around the time, so I was like, great, nice to meet you, neighbor. But yeah, we did not receive a formal, here's what we propose, until we actually did see the large billboard, as she said, in the front yard, that has a black outline of their property, not what they're going to place, not how it's going to be placed. We haven't seen anything. We still haven't seen anything. We don't even know really what he's trying to put there. Does he have anything that he's shown you that we can even see right now so we can even have an idea? And all we can say right now is when we looked online, there was a PDF file issued by the city, 540 square feet, 3 attached homes, I'm assuming. I'm not sure what kind of housing that could be for 500 square feet for a family, but it does probably tie into our, as she was saying, our property value significantly. I'm not really sure what is going on, and that's why I'm standing so opposed, because I'm kind of in the dark. So that's where I stand.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any questions?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. The applicant come back? Phil and Diane.
Well, first of all, I'd like to truly apologize to Jason and his wife, okay, right off the top. I've been at that site every day now for the past 3 weeks, working on renovations on the existing building, on the existing duplex. When I talked to him before, I went over and visited with him, and I talked to him about the proposed plan, told him in advance, even before the sign was going up, that it would be going up and that I would be rezoning and intending to develop the property and add a triplex addition to the property. He was quite happy with the proposal. He was quite enthusiastic about it. He asked me, well, he had one concern, because my current tenant has his truck. He's got two vehicles there, and trust me, I'm working on getting rid of the problem. He's only there until the end of June anyway. This June, and then he's moving out. He's gone. Okay, so I've rectified the vehicle problem. I'll rectify the garbage problem because nobody maintains, and none of my tenants maintain the boxes. So I remove the boxes and make a permanent compound for the garbage to get rid of that issue. And like I say, I've talked to him once, and he was quite happy with the project at that time. Now I find he's in objection, and he has had ample opportunity to talk with me. I'm there every day, even in the evening. So, and one other issue that I really is not really an issue with me, but if we're going to get nasty, and I really don't want to go there, but I'll mention it just to mention it. He parks on my parking lot and parks on my lot all the time, every day, at the back. Okay. That's no problem with me. He can do that.
That's not germane to this application.
But no, it has nothing to do with the application or anything. You know, it's just like, I apologize. I have a full set of plans, and his neighbor right next door to him, all he got was a site plan.
This is the plan that was given out to all of the neighbors.
Yeah, I've just seen it.
Yeah. Okay, this is the plan that was given out to all the neighbors. Just so you know, the back of this unit, okay, the very back unit of the new addition.
That's your rear elevation, that's your front elevation. And this is the whole finished architect set. Okay. And there's your layout of the three units.
Lady was referring to that runs along here, their fence actually ends the beginning
before
of their house is just
their beginning of their house is back here.
Yeah.
Behind here.
Okay. They're set back because of the way the streets run.
Okay.
So and then the elevations when you guys have that all.
Yeah. Okay, I'm good.
Yeah.
I got
good?
Yeah, I didn't see these, they weren't our stuff there.
Okay.
All right. Good, thanks.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Units are 540. That's
two-story.
So is that 540 on the main floor?
And 540 on the second floor with a full-finished basement.
A full-finished basement.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's 12. Well, it's
1,180 square feet.
With a basement.
With a full basement, full-finished basement.
And porches.
Yeah.
Wait. Stop.
Stop.
How big are the places? Is there two stories plus a basement or just one story and a basement?
Two stories and the basement.
Oh.
So they have to match the
existing. Where does the 540 number come from?
That's the main floor square footage.
They generally calculate it just by the main floor. At least that's my understanding.
Yeah.
We do?
Yeah.
Well, okay. All right, gotcha. are these rentals or are they?
Yes, they are rentals.
Okay.
I have two other locations. One is located in Carter, on Carter, 721 Carter Avenue, and the other one is in River Heights.
Okay. Okay, I think I understand.
Okay. Any more questions? No?
No.
Thank you.
No.
Can you speak in the mic, please?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, just so I can address some of their concerns about a worry about the housing values. The building that is being planned here is not going to bring down the housing values. Currently, the rents on our existing duplex is $1,000 a month on each of those units. These units will start at $1,300 a month plus utilities. Okay, they're condo designed. The architect that has worked on them has done two other developments for us. And they're, you don't need to worry about the value of the property. Okay, that would not be in our best interests, quite frankly, as landlords.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks. Sorry.
Councillor Steve.
Yep.
On the
You. On the, I'll move the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All in favor, contrary, carried.
Proceed to public representations be concluded.
All in favor, contrary, carried.